It's a Shulchan Aruch halacha. We're up to Simen Tes, Sif Yud Tes. And we were talking last time about that if he wants to put new tzitzis meaning new strings into his bag. We're talking about the halachas of tzitzis and talis. If he wants to put new tzitzis, new strings into his baggage, into the cloth that makes up the talis or the tzitzis, he may do so, but that he should not do anything that's a bizoyan with the strings that he takes out. He shouldn't put it in a place where it's a bizoyan. Vafilu is so now we're up to sifiotes. Vafilu tzitzis shenifsilu, even tzitzis that became posel basirim in atalis, and he took them out. Before we were talking about that, possibly it wasn't possible. But let's say even they're possible. Lezer came ashba. He should not throw them in the garbage, right? We said before you shouldn't do anything that's a bezoin with it. He cannot throw them in the garbage. Mishim bizi mitzvah, because he is then making a bezoin out of what was the mitzvah. The tzitzis, the strings themselves, are the mitzvah. Yesh medaktik in the gunzim besefer. There are people who are machmir or medaktik. They're careful. To put them into a sefer v'lasim mehen. Simen b'sefer, to put in, to make it like a place mark, to be able to put into a sefer, so that when you need to find your place later, you find it with that. Mishum this yabibu mitzvah, since there was already a mitzvah that was done with it, chad zimno once, there was a mitzvah done with it, this yabibu mitzvah, we could do another mitzvah with it. That's one of the reasons why people take, let's say, their the leftovers from the candles and the wicks from Hanukkah. And they save it for burning the chametz before Pesach, right? Because there was a mitzvah that was done with it before, and the same thing with the lulav, right? The lulav and other, you burn it as a way of burning the chametz. You're doing another mitzvah with it. The gam hatalis and also the talis. Now the talis itself is not the actual mitzvah. It's the way in which you can do the mitzvah. You can't do the mitzvah putting the strings on a four-cornered garment if you don't have the garment. But the garment itself is not the mitzvah. The strings are the mitzvah. The garment is like the hechetimtzah for the mitzvah, the way that you're able to do it. The I don't know if the word is heksher, because it's not really a heksher for the mitzvah, but it's what you do, what it enables you to do a mitzvah. We got a talis in Ishyashin, so if a talis becomes old and therefore he's not going to use it anymore, he's not going to wear it anymore, the mitzvah to right, he's not wearing it anymore for the mitzvah. He got himself a different talis, different tzitzis. He should not use it for anything that is anything that denigrates it, that puts it down. Like for example, the article gives an example of wiping the mud off of one's shoes using this, right? If you use some kind of a cloth, don't use this cloth. Yashikayach, and have a great day.